Great Beautiful Youth, narrated by Alessandra Anderson, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. 8 by Photon. And we're off, and the spray is flying. The muscles in Lena's beautiful thighs flex rhythmically. Her abdomen opens up and then contracts in endless, determined strokes. She goes on and on. Lena's breasts rock with her, body. Her breasts are firm and round, and the nipples are completely stiff from the inhuman exertion that fills her with such wonderful desire that she's gasping more than breathing. Pure strength presses her nipples through the tight fabric. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lena's lungs whine. Once again, she uses all her strength, and once again, and once again. Her hands grasp the oars, and she rows, and releases, and rows. Each stroke whips the boat forward, each time sending a jolt through my body. And with her jolts, the jolts that Lena's colleagues deliver to the boat, and me. 8 rowing girls, 8 rower girls, a female 8, with me as the coxswain. What joy. I guide them. I am the one they are fighting for. 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 in a row. 8 in line. All beautiful. Young like me, but larger, much larger. Tall, light, solid. They sweat. They work. They row. Bend the legs, ready, all row and stroke. Thighs apart, flat stomachs, swelling breasts. They stroke and pull, spin drift. The waves are high, wild surf around us. The boat cuts forward. I feel the strength in every single stroke. The boat's slender body rhythmically bores through the waves of the sea and the fjord. It's fresh. It is spring. And before me sit 8 rower girls, working their bodies until they are aching from exhaustion. Never before have I enjoyed having a modest physique in such a way as now. The team chose me to be the coxswain. The girls are tall Viking maidens, fit and strong, while I, sitting at the rearmost and conducting the row, being short with a delicate build. No unnecessary ballast to slow things down. And if I had to, I would shrink myself down to be smaller than a dwarf to have the chance to sit here and feel their bodies propagate through mine. I guide them where they want, if they want, even though it can be difficult to keep a steady course when they are sitting in front of me, like now. For great is the temptation to ignore the water and leave my gaze affixed on these elegant figures, affixed on their sweating bodies and the beautiful concentration in their faces. The aroma of womanly scents drifts past me. Womanly scents and delicate, womanly perfumes. Warm steam released by their exertions. My stare moves furtively down between Lena's solid thighs, where I notice bands of sweat wicking out through her training clothes. Dark spots gather in seams and folds. It is wet where her thighs come together. Come together and then spread. It is wet around her slit, her innermost sanctum, marking the fabric.